Oh, may the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Repentance, to me, is like one of the great gifts. There's even a place in the book of Acts where it refers to the gift of repentance. When you hear people say sometimes that God is a God of second chances, God's the God of a thousand chances. That's what repentance is all about. The word repent just means to think with, to change your mind, to think how God thinks about something. So if you're doing something and the Holy Spirit convicts you, and then so you come into agreement with God, oh yeah, that's not normal behavior for someone who's a new creation. That's abnormal behavior. And so I surrender to the life of the Holy Spirit in me in this area. That's repentance. And so it's such a grace from God that he doesn't just leave us. People talk about spiritual directors. Spiritual directors is a practice or a discipline when you find somebody in your life and you regularly check with them and they kind of just help you, mentor you, partner with you, kind of stay on track spiritually. But the ultimate spiritual director is the Holy Spirit, because he's constantly directing us. He's constantly setting, he leads us into all truth. And Jesus is the truth about everything, and the Holy Spirit's come to emphasize Jesus, so the Holy Spirit's constantly showing us things against the plumb line of Christ and reminding us, oh, you're in Christ, and so that's not who he is. Therefore, it's not who you are, because he's your life, so why don't you change your mind about that so you can walk in life. 2 Corinthians 7 talks about the fact that repentance keeps us from suffering loss. Because when we're walking in sin, when we're not abiding in Christ, the enemy's killing and stealing and destroying. And God wants us to experience without limitation the life and life more abundant that he's come to give us. And so I'm so grateful when the Lord shows me things, because he never shows me things to condemn me. He shows me things so I won't suffer any more loss. He came to give me life and life more abundant. He didn't say he came. Jesus didn't come so that I could belong to him, and then he could like point out all my stuff all the time to make me feel bad. You ever know anybody who does that? They're just constantly telling you what you did wrong. Jesus doesn't have the red marker in his hand. Holy Spirit just comes and I love that place in John 16. He convicts us of righteousness. It's the kindness of God that leads a person to repentance. Now, I thought about that when Brackett read the scriptures, because the gospel, because I had a word I could give, but I really wasn't sure. I was unsettled with it. And so I just assumed, Lord, you're going to do something else, or the word's going to come from the reading. And when Brackett read that part where Jesus said, if what had been done in Sodom and Gomorrah, like what has been done in you, Capernaum, they would have repented. Now, he had just gotten through talking about the ministry of John the Baptist. He said, you're like children. If you play a dirge for you, it's not good enough. John the Baptist, like, played the dirge. It was like, repent. But it was like a harsh word. He was kind of a harsh guy. It was scriptural, but it was still. Jesus, he drank wine. He hung out with sinners. And they said, well, he said, we played a dance for you. You didn't like that one either. But he says that if the things that have been done, and I thought about that. Jesus didn't go and just like our idea of repentance and just say, repent with this attitude. Repent means to change your mind. He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is here. The good news, the kingdom of heaven is here. Jesus was saying, he came and he did these things. He manifested the goodness of God. And then he said, repent. While he was saying, repent, for the good news is the kingdom of heaven's here. And this is what it looks like. It looks like encountering the goodness of God. And so what he was saying is that if the goodness of God, not the threats of God, but if the goodness of God had happened in these places, like it's happened with you, Capernaum, they would have repented. Because it's the goodness of God that provokes repentance. And so when he talks about the consequences of not, he's talking about people not responding to the goodness of God. Everything revolved around repentance is about the goodness of God. When we, in our own personal lives again, and we blow it, the Holy Spirit comes and convicts us of righteousness. He didn't just condemn us. He doesn't condemn us at all. He doesn't yell at us spiritually, threaten us. He says, that's not who you are. You have become the righteousness of God in Christ. That's the truth about you. He doesn't tear me down to get me to change. He calls me forth to be the new creation that I am in Christ. That's conducive with the finished work of Jesus. He convicts me of righteousness. All of you should be going Pentecostal all in the room, running around. Because now you can understand the difference between the Holy Spirit's voice and the enemy's voice. If you feel like you're being pounded and you feel so terrible and you're so guilty, then that's not God. There's godly sorrow. Oh, man. Yeah. But he convicts us of righteousness. That's goodness. God always, in the gospel reading, brings conviction, gives an opportunity to repent by manifesting goodness, by revealing his kindness. Because you see, that gives you hope. When you blow it, if he just fusses at you and threatens you, that doesn't give you much hope because, okay, how do I know I'm not going to do that again and again and again? But when he convicts you of righteousness, you're reminded of, oh, yeah, I don't have to give into that. I'm in union with Christ. I live from his righteousness. I don't have to keep suffering loss because of that. He's hardwired me in Christ to not do that, to live in freedom and the abundance Christ paid such a huge price for. I just think that's really powerful. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.